It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Another day, another Second Date Update. Today with our friend Henry, who shot us an email. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You have a really positive attitude for someone that's about to be on Second Date Update, and we always appreciate that. So tell me about...
I like to see that.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I think you should always start something like this with hope in your heart. Tell us about this date you went on with Ruby.
So she and I had met on one of the apps, you know, and like from the moment I saw her, I knew that I wanted to take her out, but I'm like really bad at first dates. So I had to try and find something that would like kind of take the pressure off, you know?
Right, right. You know, you're self-aware. You know your limits. I think that's good.
So, and then I remembered that the midnight premiere of Doctor Strange was coming up. I was like, oh, thank God, you know, because I'm a big Marvel fan.
Okay.
And who in their right mind doesn't like Marvel? So I was like super excited. Plus, Doctor Strange is like my favorite character.
Really?
And I knew this movie was going to be awesome.
Okay.
Except after the movie, she just kind of seemed pretty flat with me. Like, I wasn't really getting a lot back from her. I even was suggested, oh, hey, let's go get drinks. But I could tell she wasn't into it, so I just took her home.
All right. Well, what do you think happened?
Well, honestly, I don't know, man. I mean, the movie was awesome, but I didn't get any snacks. So maybe that made me look cheap or something.
Oh,
maybe she was hangry. Yeah.
A deal breaker.
That's true. That's true. Maybe she was holding a grudge that you didn't.
Most of us like to be fed, Henry.
I do think it's smart to at least ask, like, hey, maybe, you know, suss that out. All right. Well, and you've, what's it been since the date? Are we talking nothing? You haven't heard anything from her?
No, nothing at all.
All right. Well, let's find out what the story is. You know, maybe it is something as simple as I was hangry. Henry should have bought me some popcorn or a drink or something. We're going to talk to Ruby coming up at 7:25.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So that was Henry. Henry took his date Ruby to the Doctor Strange premiere. He was all about it. He is a big fan of Doctor Strange, but he hasn't heard back from his date, and he's worried he blew it because he looked too cheap, like he didn't buy any snacks, thinking maybe that was something that she needed, or she didn't enjoy the movie or whatever, and she's blaming that on him. But we wanted to hear from Ruby, see if we can't salvage the situation. Hey, Ruby, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Ruby, it's Frito and Katie. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good to hear. Hopefully we can make your day a little bit better because we have a second date package up for grabs. We want to give this thing to you. You can go anywhere on a second date. You can pick the activities all on our dime. We will pay for every single thing. The only catch is you have to go out with a guy you've already seen once, and his name is Henry. Do you remember going out with a guy named Henry?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
No, you wouldn't go out with Henry, or no, you don't remember Henry?
I'm not going out with Henry again.
Can I ask why?
I've already told all my friends about this, by the way, and they can't believe I stayed as long as I did. He showed up to my house in full costume. He wanted to go see Doctor Strange, and I knew he was into Marvel movies, but the boy rolls up, and he's dressed in full-on Doctor Strange getup. He had the cape, he had the hair, he had the beard, all of it. I was so shocked, and I thought it was a joke, but he was like, what, is Marvel, it's a Marvel premiere, this is what people do.
Wait.
So he's a cosplayer.
Okay.
He was dressed like Doctor Strange.
I just want to let you know that we do have Henry on the phone. He wanted to get answers to why I haven't called him back.
He said he was a mega fan.
Henry, is you cosplayed the first date?
Well, yeah, it was a Marvel premiere. You know, that's what the fans do. We do that, so we're a part of it. We're a part of the atmosphere.
But no one else is doing that. Where are you going that people dress up like that? I haven't seen that since I was a kid and watching Harry Potter movies. either way, guys, he's the only one in the theater that did it. Oh. So I'm walking into this normal movie with Wish.com Doctor Strange, and I just want to die.
So you're the only one.
I don't know. Look, I don't know why you're criticizing something that, like, I've dedicated so much time to and something that I love so much. I mean, you know, that's what real fans are doing. You know, and it was a big screening, but, like, whatever. It's not going to change how I celebrate it.
It's going to change whether or not I go out with you again or not. Are you nuts? You do that every time? I mean, plus, guys, he wanted to go out after and full save the universe attire.
Yeah.
You're a grown man, and there's a point where you need to get over that stuff, especially if you're on a date.
It's fun. Wearing the costumes is fun. Putting the outfit together is fun. And, like, look, just because you are so self-conscious that you can't let loose and have that fun, but I'm not going to let you take that out on me, right? This is something that a lot of people do.
That's true. These conventions also are very, very popular.
They are.
Grown-ups don't do that, no.
Yeah, but, you know, he didn't show up to your house dressed as Doctor Strange to just take you to a fancy restaurant, right? Like, if the evening had nothing to do with the movie and he was just wearing a cape, I would be with you 1,000%. But you went to something fun. You went to a midnight premiere for a really big, anticipated Marvel movie.
Thank you. It seems like
you could cut him a little bit of slack.
But then after that, I'm supposed to go out for drinks while you're dressed like Doctor Strange and you're the only one dressed like that? It's just weird.
It is. It's pretty dorky. It's pretty dorky,
man. Well, Doctor Strange is pretty hot. So, I mean, if he had just, like, unclipped the cape, would that have worked for you?
No.
All right. Ruby.
No. You should have seen his hair.
Ruby, I'm guessing no second date. Is that safe to assume?
Absolutely not.
Henry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's whatever. It's something that I really like doing. So I'm not going to let myself, like, feel bad about it, you know?
Yeah, don't sweat it. Okay. Don't worry about this.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.